Are your friends keeping you overweight? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lindsay Romo, assistant professor in the Department of Communication at North Carolina State University, discusses how wanting to fit in at mealtime could lead to gaining back all that weight you just lost.
As if losing weight wasn't hard enough, far too often people end up regaining the weight they've lost, and then some, despite their best efforts to keep weight off. Through interviews of 40 people who used to be overweight or obese, but now consider themselves thin, I found formerly heavier people sometimes face lean stigma. Lean stigma is an interpersonal barrier that can make maintaining weight loss and sustaining healthy diet and exercise habits a challenge. Lean stigma involves derogatory comments about thin people's weight management or attempts at sabotage by people who formerly knew them as larger. To counter this stigma, study participants either shared up front the mostly health reasons they wanted to lose weight to prevent others from feeling uncomfortable or judged, or participants concealed their healthier eating habits or passed as an unhealthy eater to avoid scrutiny and to assimilate with others. For instance, many participants ate smaller portions of unhealthy food that wasn't normally on their diet to give the impression they still ate like everyone else. Others accepted food but said they'd eat it later, only to throw it away when people weren't looking. Bought dessert for the table to convey they weren't anti-sweets, or saved their cheat day for a night out with friends so they could still eat and drink like old times. If participants were directly asked about their weight loss or healthier lifestyles, they made personal excuses, such as explaining they felt better this way versus proselytizing about weight management. Participants didn't want others to feel guilty or self-conscious about their own eating or exercise habits. These communication strategies helped participants fit in, made others feel more at ease and less threatened by the weight loss, and minimize the risk of lean stigma, an interpersonal challenge to successful weight loss and maintenance.
That was Lindsay Romo of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.